Loving this sound that you're giving.
Fresh Wednesdays on 102.9, okay. Namibia's heart and soul.
This is my station.
It's 7:36 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. You got your headlines, you got your business, you got your sports, and you have an indication of what to wear or what the day, rest of the day will look like in terms of weather. Now, what is going to happen, though, is Italy is going to take on... Wait, let me just quickly get my facts straight here. It ran away from me. Italy is going to take on Uruguay.
Yeah.
Yes, that's today. And then Namibia will take on the host country, France.
Man.
I understand, Shekwan, that actually the French, in our last two games, like French supporters and you know what I mean, everyone...
They were rooting for us.
They were rooting for Namibia. So we will see how it will go in our game against the French. Obviously, you know, hometown and home country first. A little, you know, a little root also for us, Mr. Hobart, man.
This will be like, you know, when your ex turns their back on you fast and you're like, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were, you know what I mean? But I know that that crowd is going to be so intimidating to our boys at the end of the day. If they really shook up the All Blacks, come on, man.
Can you imagine?
They really, the crowd really did shake them up. Oh, shame.
Let's have a chat with a legendary player himself. He played for the Velvetias. He was at the last World Cup.
Yeah.
And now he's on the phone with us. Abudi Daryl De La Harper. Good day, sir. How are you doing?
How's it going, man? Nice to be here. How are things?
Good. We are great, man. How is the morning treating you?
Yeah, it's good. It seems like every time we speak, it's a bit chilly, eh?
I don't know, right? Listen, I need to ask this before we get into our conversation, hey? Daryl, how do you pronounce your surname? Is it De La Harper or De La Harp?
It's De La Harp.
Okay, got it.
Okay. All right. Okay, then we're good. Now, Daryl, look, I'm thinking about Uruguay here. Let's start off with a game between Uruguay and Italy later today. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Uruguay, we played against Uruguay in our pre-friendlies.
Yeah, in August.
In August, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost to Uruguay by 26-18.
Not bad.
Not bad. It was not a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
But then Uruguay comes to France and puts France under pressure with a 27-12 game.
Yeah.
And Uruguay was the game that we were banking on winning at the World Cup. What are your thoughts here, Daryl?
It's a difficult one. I don't know. Uruguay seems to be looking like more of a team. If you get what I'm saying, they play with more confidence. They seem like they've been there before. I mean, at the last World Cup, they beat Fiji.
I remember that game so well, and I was like, I don't know what just happened, but that was weird. But here we are.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the development programs and all the systems they have in place, it's really bearing the fruits at this moment. For us, it's a difficult one because now we've made a bunch of changes because we wanted to rest the guys for the Uruguay game.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, hopefully it pays off.
All right.
Yeah. No, you can go through.
So the game today with Italy versus Uruguay, what are your thoughts there? What's going to happen there? Because, I mean, they beat us 52-8 in their opening game. So that means the confidence is very high in the Italian camp right now. But Uruguay should also feel fairly confident after what they did to France. They literally scared the French.
Absolutely. Especially with their defense. I was highly impressed.
Yes. Now, I honestly think that Uruguay is going to take them to the very end of the game. I honestly think so. I think Uruguay is very confident in what they're doing. You can see the way they attack, the way they defend. They're playing in the right areas. Like I said before, they look like more of a team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that could also play into our favor because that might just be just too much for them. You know, giving their all and stepping out all the energy, you know, mentally and emotionally might be just too much for them winning or coming close. And then the next game they have to play us, and we've got a couple of guys resting. And so, yeah, it could play out in our favor.
Mm. So, like, you know, the lineup was switched up just a little bit, hey? So what I want to ask you right now is just, what do you think about some of the changes that have been made? Like, do you think that because some of the players still haven't even played a game, that they might actually come with a little bit more force?
This is not for the Namibia-France
game. For the Namibia-France game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, you know, everybody, I'm happy to see that everybody's getting a shot, representing the country at a World Cup. You know, World Cups are different from normal tests, so that's special for the boys and for their families.
Mm.
And then, it's a difficult one because a guy like Mapisa, you know, is a good friend of mine. He's a great, great guy, you know.
Jersey number 4, yeah.
And he hasn't been playing. So it's going to be difficult for him, you know. But at the end of the day, he's going to go out there, he's going to give it his best shot. And hopefully he can stake his claim for the final game. Maybe the coach has seen enough for him to get on the bench or maybe start for the next game. So I'm happy for the boys that are starting, but it's definitely going to disrupt a whole lot of things.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's nobody's giving us a chance against France anyway. France has fielded a very, very strong team. So
true.
I will see it as a more glass full type of way and seeing that them respecting us and not taking any chances. And if we put a solid 20 to 30 minutes play on and give the spectators what they want, I will be happy as a fellow supporter, you know.
Yeah. Makes sense. You know what I want to ask you, Daryl? It's just, I was actually having this conversation with the listeners yesterday.
Mm.
Can you believe I did a whole rugby talk by myself? This guy left me alone in studio yesterday.
Brilliant.
So you know what I actually pointed out to the listeners yesterday? How important it is for our Namibians to really understand how much our boys need us. You have been there before, right? And you understand how difficult it is and how it's just a different ball game on the other side of that. But how does it feel as a player when you get on social media, because obviously you have access to your phones and so forth, and you see people talking down on your team? I'm asking this question because it's been happening a lot. I don't know if people actually don't understand the game itself and how we still have a very long way to go in Namibia in terms of the sport. Yes, we've come a long way, but what would you say to every listener who's listening right now, just in terms of how dear the support for our boys actually is on the other side?
First of all, I mean, social bullying and all these things are real, you know. We've all got a phone, we've all got a family member that's been under scrutiny over these things. So firstly, I want to say, listen, people should just mind their own business. And if you haven't got something good to say or something positive, you know, or positive criticism is all good and well. But these people are normal people, you know, especially if they're not professionals. You know, if you're a professional, you're allowed to have your say and everything, but if you're not, if you haven't been on that stage before and you haven't been on that pressure, that level of pressure and on and off the field and all the sacrifices these people are going through, rather keep quiet or just give a positive note back, you know? Because, I mean, all of us got kids. I mean, one day your kid will be in that situation and you will ask yourself questions like, why? So instead of looking down on people that's putting a lot of sacrifices